Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Rorschach.
No, because I'm looking at pictures of men with big dick and black ties.
Yeah, so you're doing what you're doing before you called in. That's fine.
Listen, Rorschach, you're right in that not every Mormon has a big dick, just like not every black person has a big dick. That's racially insensitive for us to assume all of them are set up the same way.
But black people aren't going to confirm or deny that they have big dicks or not.
Mormons didn't even accept black people in 1978, so you don't even get them involved.
Listen,
that's still fresh for them.
It's
well,
not.
They were subhumans.
Yes.
It's not even like it's a benefit for these Mormon men to have multiple wives. It's more work. It's more for them to handle. You guys just aren't seeing the bigger problems if they don't have all those wives to handle their large penises.
And Doc found a Mormon Cox Tumblr that I'm clicking in right now. Let's see what's in Mormon Cox.
Okay, further down you go, the rabbit hole.
There is a lot of penises on this Tumblr. I don't know what I expected. Woo, there's a lot of dicks. That is a lot of dicks.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like, my...
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bungholes.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. If you still use that function on your smartphone, which most people don't, you go to morelikeradio.com/live to join the chat. And if you subscribe to the More Like Radio feed, thank you. If not, do that. Or you can subscribe to us directly, just search for Hippo Juice. Today is March 29th, 2017. Thank you for joining us. Joined as always by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hi, everyone.
Tech Talk Kyle in the hizzy for Shizzy.
Hello, people. How's it going?
We got staying over from last night is Mersh is in the house.
Hello.
And we have a wonderful cross promotion and very happy to have on the show for the first time. Mike from Masters of None is joining us.
Woo! That's a lot of dicks.
Yeah, it's a lot of dicks. See, it's a lot. See, you can fit.
The more dicks, the better. I say.
Ooh, that's a lot of dicks.
That's Kyle's pretty much t-shirts that he wears all the time. The more dicks, the better.
Oh yeah, I actually got it tattooed on my body.
That what else would you tattoo it if not on your body? On someone else's body? That would be weird, Kyle.
I have also tattooed it on someone else's body.
Stop doing weird things, Kyle.
Against their permission.
Mike looks like a cross between Luke Wilson and PewDiePie.
Oh, I see the Luke Wilson a little bit. Yeah, better. He's yeah.
Are you just thinking of PewDiePie because you're looking at him through a window screen?
Oh, that's a good point.
That's probably 90% of why he looks like PewDiePie. Because I'm looking at him through buffering video, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Mike's not very good with picture association. But he was talking to a cardboard cutout of Gary Oldman for 20 minutes the other day.
Yeah, I took a Rorschach test and I failed because I kept going, oh, it's a bunch of blobs.
What do you want?
None of this makes any sense to me.
I don't know why that Rorschach guy keeps making pictures of my parents fighting.
Yeah, I don't know why he's following Night Owl around. Leave the guy alone. Stop stealing his beans.
It's a different Rorschach.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
Different Rorschach. You're very confused, sir. By the way, underrated movie. I don't know why people gave that movie shit. It's one of the better comic book movies.
I couldn't agree with you more. Holy shit. Yeah. I'm like, I felt like I was the only one.
No, no. Mersh also is a Watchmen
is,
fan.
The Watchmen is one of, it's probably in my top three favorite comic book movies of all time.
It's fucking fun. It's as far as people always go, the source material, it's pretty fucking close to the story, except for the end.
Bro. They shoehorned a lot of material into that movie. Yeah. Like, a lot.
The only thing that they really messed up on, which really isn't a mess up because it just kind of would have been stupid for a movie, was how the world ended at the end.
Yeah, and you know, I even know why they had to do that because everything was so set in as reality as you could be, I guess. Having the ending that was in the book would have been ridiculous, you know?
That's not true.
Or whatever.
That's not true. They could have ended it by having... Mr. Watchman order for the table.
No, that's Sopranos. Don't do that.
They could have also
ended...
Oh,
and then cut to black, and then just leave it up to the viewer.
They could have ended the Watchman when they bring in every side character to help out with a trial at the end of, like, seven seasons.
I got it. I got it. Best Watchman ending ever, right? Okay, Dr. Manhattan comes back from New Hampshire all the way to New Mexico and saves Jesse... right at the last minute, and then dies in his meth lab.
100% sure that's Breaking Bad.
No, wait. I got it. Dr. Manhattan finds out that he was on Earth all along.
That's
boom. It was a dream. I like it.
Planet of the Apes, Dallas.
I Dr. Manhattan going to the woods and becoming a lumberjack.
Okay, that's Dexter. No, I will not accept that. By the way,
Dr. Manhattan clicks his heels three times and he's sent home.
That's Wizard of Oz. Or the Wiz.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I got it, right? I know what happens. McNulty gets out of the car with the homeless guy and he looks over and they play a montage and then Michael becomes the new Omar.
Oh, no, no, no. I got it.
Yes.
Rorschach ends up going up to Mount Doom and throwing the ring into Mordor.
You know what? He is a great guy for that job.
Lord of the Rings.
Because he just doesn't take no for an answer.
I think it's very simply Rorschach and Dr. Manhattan holding hands as they go over a cliff.
No, that's Thelma Louise.
What do you say? Yes, that's right. It is Thelma Louise. The little fucking Dr. Manhattan's little head scarf.
And then the picture of them together drinking soda flies over it. It would be lovely. Watchmen
2 coming soon.
I don't even understand. By the way, the Watchmen intro, that like slow motion thing they did, was fucking awesome.
That was fantastic.
Could we just, as a bit, one day, all of us get together in one city? Like, let's all meet in Los Angeles. Let's all work really hard to get one pitch meeting with somebody.
Okay.
Go in with no idea. Like, we don't discuss anything beforehand. And we go, let's just go in and give them what we got. And we'll just make it up as we go along.
Give them a full hippo juice premise idea pitch.
Just keep shooting out shit until they're like, we like it.
All right, we have so many. What if Dr. House was also a ninja?
If it's Sony Pictures, they'll just give us $50 million right off the jump. Without even seeing a script.
Wonderful.
Can we put Adam Sandler in it?
The only question will be, are you going to film a little bit in Japan? Because they love that stuff.
No, their question would be, can you remake Spider-Man again?
No, it's too many Spider-Man.
But with a gay woman. Who's also black.
But not why?
Because it's empowering.
No. Blasian.
You don't understand
it's
film.
Spider-Man.
You don't get movies.
It's Spider-Man.
But it doesn't have to
There's
be.
There's a Spider Woman, isn't there?
There it is could a Spider
be,
Woman.
It could be Spider. Don't assume my gender.
How's that going to fit on the comic book cover? That's like it's going to take up two spaces.
That's for the nerds in marketing to figure out. That's not our job. Our job is to create vibrant, realistic characters based in reality, grounded in reality, that were bitten by radioactive spiders.
I like where you're going with this. I say we redo all superhero movies to be. Super, don't assume my gender. Bat, don't assume my gender. Don't assume my
it's
gender.
It's just the Avengers squabbling for 2 hours about identity politics while Manhattan gets leveled by gun carrier ships. And they're just going, well, technically it's really disrespectful because having been frozen, okay, for 40 years, I know what it's like. And you're not looking at it from that kind of perspective. Shit's just falling around. Hulk's the only one trying. Just smashing things.
Vision, hold my pulse. This is going to be a while.
Sir, the Southern Poverty Law Center is on hold. They'd like to speak with you about some of the character descriptions in our movies.
Realistic guys. Avengers would be terrible. I wouldn't watch it.
Guys, Thanos doesn't care what bathroom you pee in. Can we move on?
Can we please fight Thanos for the love of God?
Mr. Stark, the ACLU is calling about Wakanda. They're quite concerned about them. Oh, boy.
Oh, fuck.
That
hey,
would
Dutch.
Be terrible. Hey, what up, Dutch?
Hi.
Hi, Dutch is here.
Oh, fuck. We were having fun, but now you're here, so we're going to stop having fun.
I guess read a story or something.
Go. No, you can stay. By the way, Dutch, Mike from Masters of None is on right now. And
hey, Mike. Hey, man. How's it going?
It's gone.
Dutch is in a great mood, you can tell.
I'm not in a good mood now.
What? No.
You want to talk about it, buddy?
Did you unplug your router and plug it back in?
No, I just got stuck in traffic.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Dutch. I thought it was like something terrible, but it just turns out you had a normal problem.
Somebody cut me off and I yelled gay bitch out my window and I'm like, that's a really bad insult.
Was it a white man?
It was an old woman.
Why
did you assume her sexuality, Dutch?
Seriously.
Her name was actually gay. So
oh,
was,
okay. Well, that's fine.
Okay, yeah, then that's fine. It was on
well,
a driver's
license. That was
license.
Pretty nice.
I gotta say.
She must be from Guam. That's a very weird name.
I gotta say, if I were upset and then I yelled gay bitch, I would be angry at myself because I knew that wouldn't be satisfying.
I know.
It wasn't. That's why I'm just like, and then, well, you know, like when you're mad by yourself or like have shame, you're like, that was a really bad insult. Yeah.
Dutch called her a gay bitch, but he felt better immediately when she responded with, whatever, girl, bye.
It wasn't good.
You know,
I've done that. You've done that when something happens, and like 2 minutes later, like I should have said that. Fucking should have said that. That would have been amazing. Someone would
every argument I get into, I have that thought like later in the afternoon.
You know what's really fun? What's really fun is to always call an old lady a whore. I don't know why. It's hilarious when they're old.
How many old ladies are? Hold on.
Said that.
How many old ladies are you calling whores?
A lot in my head.
Okay, well that's fair.
Most of them.
It's a good go-to insult. Though.
You old whore.
That is a good one. It's just to see their reactions.
Call her a trollop. You'll understand what it means. You trollop.
Call a gentleman a dandy. That's not very good either.
I want to be called a dandy. Can that just be my nickname?
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Guess what?
Dandy Kyle?
Dandy Kyle is... No, what?
I like it.
Yeah, Dandy Kyle works.
You know what? You look like you worked the Monday dinner show at the local cabaret.
What? Is that an insult? I didn't know what that means.
It's like the modern day equivalent of being a Monday day stripper.
Are you saying the quality is not high for that certain time frame?
No.
Is the word hussy still in?
Hussy, trollop.
Mal says call her a floozy.
Oh, floozy's good, yeah.
Harlot.
Harlot, that works.
Just call her a woman of low birth.
What? You could also call her a maniac who's prone fancies. That's pretty bad.
What?
Yeah, they put you in asylum because if you had ideas that weren't in line with men, they would like they'd rip your teeth out because that caused insanity, you know.
Could we make Schumer a thing? Can we start calling girls Schumers?
No, see,
whenever they just
mean.
Suck in general.
You're being mean.
Schumer.
That special was bad, but you're being mean.
Speaking of specials.
Yes.
Dave Chappelle didn't change with the times.
Let's talk about that. Okay. Has everyone seen the Dave Chappelle special?
I'm not familiar
with it. Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay. Can we all agree? Did everyone like it? Everyone likes it?
Yes.
I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah.
This article, I normally never send articles to Dutch, but today I go, hey, Dutch, want to get mad?
And it worked.
Okay. Go ahead.
My day didn't start out on the right foot. Thanks, bud.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
GQ columnist Dave.
Wait, is that Gentleman's Quarterly?
Yes.
Okay.
Quarterly.
It's what it is. It's what
you call it. It is what it is. Damon Young argues that the iconic comedian's new Netflix specials are a relic of a different era.
Why?
Well, I'll explain. If you're feeling particularly good about yourself.
I am right now. I feel pretty great.
Excellent. I won't read on.
Thank you.
Well, that's that then. Well, good night, everybody.
Well, if you wish for whatever reason to immediately feel much, much worse, a great way to make this happen is to rewatch your favorite comedies and stand-up specials, particularly ones you haven't seen in over a decade, and gawk in horror at how... What?
Just I want to point out, what they're about to tell us to do, Mercer and I were doing today for about 2 hours watching old Norm Macdonald Weekend Updates, And we weren't gawking in horror. We were laughing our ass off and saying, there's no fucking way they would allow him to do this.
No.
I mean, he was insinuating that O.J. Simpson should murder Hillary Clinton, one joke. I mean, it wasn't even like,
he wasn't insinuating.
Like,
he was outright saying it.
He called Michael Jackson a homosexual pedophile four times.
He did it weekly during that time for a while.
I was like, what? Go ahead.
Well, perhaps my favorite example of this is Chris Rock's Bring the Pain, which also happens to be my all-time favorite stand-up special.
Oh, my God.
This, of course, is the groundbreaking act that instantly elevated Rock past working and generally known comedian status to all-time great.
What are you talking about? He was mega famous before that special.
Yeah.
He was a household name before that fucking bit.
Yeah.
Well, this one won him two Emmys. Boosted his then stagnant career and led to two more HBO specials that in totality could be considered the best three stand-up stretch any comedian ever
had.
That's
all opinion, Ada. What's his problem with Dave?
Can I ask a question? How far are we in this article? Because he hasn't even talked about Dave Chappelle yet.
That's
what I couldn't stand about this article.
All I hear is Guardian speak, gawker, gawker, gawker.
Yeah, get to the point.
Just moral ambiguity.
Not you, Marie. Not you, but I mean the article. Like, get to the point.
Okay, well, the next paragraph is still about Chris Rock, so I'll keep moving on. After watching the bit again this morning, 21 years after it first aired, it's still funny. But only because of Rock's wit, delivery, and timing. And the examples
Is he insinuating that Dave Chappelle didn't have wit or timing? Because I thought he had amazing wit and timing.
That's probably what he's insinuating, yes.
It's his wit, his timing, and his ability to say everything like this.
I like that, though.
Yeah, that's pretty much his thing.
Now, though, whatever humor it possesses is swallowed by the reek of respectability politics, you watch and realize there really isn't much difference between how Rock describes niggas and how racists regard N-bombs.
He wrote the whole thing out. He's allowed. He's
that's
a nice
because okay. that was the complete point of that.
That was the joke.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's
okay.
It's so annoying.
Well, you got to go hard R. Sometimes.
Yeah, I guess
sometimes
so.
You got to hit the R to make effect.
Just watching,
make sure you look around first.
Was she white?
Yeah, just do a quick look-see usually. Do like you're crossing the street, then yell it out, just in case.
Skipping ahead, because he's still talking about Chris
Marie's
Rock.
Like, can't say that word,
nope,
can't say
nope,
that word.
Nope.
She's like, that'll end up in a promo, that'll be the promo, this will be a whole promo. They're going to cut out all the other words.
Half of this article is about Chris Rock. I'm still reading on. It's still about, when do we get to the fireworks factory?
That was good.
That was wonderful.
It looks like the last two paragraphs are finally talking about
Chappelle. I'm skipping ahead, and this is why Dave Chappelle's recent Netflix specials are so disappointing. Perhaps my expectations were too high. I hope that Chappelle, now entering his mid-40s, would have used his signature slyness and world-weary insights to tackle subjects more daunting than the low-hanging and dated comedic fruit of trans people, rape, and famous black men like O.J. Simpson.
But he handled all that well.
Can I point out, this is exactly what these fucking cunts on the left do. This is the tact they use. When they have somebody like a Dave Chappelle and they don't want to make an enemy out of him, they try this like tact first where they kind of compliment him and do the whole, well, you're better than that, bro. I wanted some of that trademark wit that you had. Like, they try to do that route first. Now, if Dave Chappelle goes, look, go fuck yourself, then they're going to be like, Dave Chappelle hates trans people and wants to gas them all.
Well,
like,
but the problem is, I used to watch a Chappelle show, and what he did in the special was no different than one of his monologues he would have done before a bit. Am I wrong?
I know malice, trust me, and I know anger, and I know it when I hear it.
Are those Monday strippers again?
And yeah, we're doing a theme night.
Monday.
At the cabaret.
And you can detect it. I detected not a hint of malice. There was no bitterness in the special. He wasn't attacking anyone.
He was funny.
He
really wasn't.
He was being funny. Remember when we were funny, America? Remember that?
Even the trans jokes, they weren't brutal. He wasn't mean. He was being clever, I thought, anyway. Like, he wasn't.
Well, because, Royce, you haven't lived as a trans person, and, just cares.
Forget that.
If anything, that group should be happy because they're open to jokes, too. But for some reason, they're the only ones who. Or is it other people, like the white knight mentality of.
No,
you
I
don't
firmly
make fun
believe.
Of them. Do they think that they shouldn't be made fun of?
I firmly believe that there's way more that there's way more white knight stuff going on than actually trans people that are actually offended or gay people that get offended. I have a lot of gay friends, and they never – I talk to them. They go, that doesn't bother me.
Do you know who's angry?
That doesn't bother me.
Do you know who's angry about all of this? I'll tell you who's angry about all this. Going back to my point last week, a group of women – I am good. I guarantee you, if you trace this is like tracing drug cartel money and funneling it all the way to the politicians. When you trace outrage, you can always trace it back to women.
Well, here's the thing. They're not the only company that wrote it. Vice
also. Take this down.
Vice also wrote an article about the Dave Chappelle thing. Let me see. I got it here.
You want me to finish mine?
Yeah, go ahead while I pull it up.
Okay.
Who's the author of the article?
Yeah, what's the guy's name?
Hold on. Yeah, let me scroll back. Let me scroll back up through all the Chris Rock compliments.
It's a Damon Young.
Damon Young.
Very smart brothers, and he's a professional black person.
Well, I'm not going
to. Wait, what?
I'm not going to assume Damon.
That's what
gender.
It says.
It really
he's
says
the editor
that?
In chief.
It really says that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a job you can just put as a title.
Wait,
though.
He's what
can
is
I be
it?
A professional white person?
Can I be a
is
professional?
That allowed?
Can I be a professional Hispanic? Because I'll take it.
He's a professional black person.
Yeah,
that's first of all.
Don't, Mike.
Let
go
me
ahead.
See your qualifications.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially after taking a full decade away from the public microscope.
What qualifications? I was 8 minutes late to this meeting. I should have gotten the job already.
And especially during a time when there seems to be so much fucking politically, culturally, and racially for a black comedian as sharp and shrewd as Chappelle
to dive
dropped into.
He dropped an F-bomb, so you could tell he means it. Yeah.
His focus on the horror of political correctness instead felt like something you'd expect to come from a mega-rich 43-year-old man from the outskirts of Ohio.
But that's exactly what he is. He's talking about the life that he lives, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Who, instead of evolving with the world, has remained stagnant and believes the world has gone mad.
I hate that term, evolving with the world. What does that mean? Like, there's one set norm that everyone needs to be. I hate that. People are different. And if everyone keeps telling me about diversity and people are different and cultures are different, then you can't come around at the same time and then say, evolve with the world, because that implies the entire world agrees with you, and it doesn't.
But I want to say both things.
You can't.
I don't want to contradict myself either.
Okay.
Well, then you...
I think this is two things, honestly. Yeah. And first of all, you have to break it down to the actual people that are involved in this. Number one, Dave Chappelle. He's on a different stratosphere as most people in this country, whereas he doesn't live like the rest of us. He's lived this way for quite a while. So he doesn't have really a lot to relate to the common man with right now. So he's trying
been
to
famous
just,
since he was like 19. So
yeah.
Like he's always
exactly. So he's like trying to like pick his battles and trying to pick stuff that he knows that he can still talk to people about. And that's just kind of that's how you go through your process. The second part of this is the person that wrote this article. He's basically saying, in not so many words, Dave Chappelle isn't black enough anymore.
Yeah.
Like, he's basically saying that in so many words. And, like, that's something that I know a lot of people get a lot of flack for saying, you know,
but
nowadays.
That's not fair.
So, this is, like, another way of saying it without actually...
Yeah, going the long way around to say the same thing.
But Damon Young is a professional black man. So
no. For the record, Damon Young is a professional outraged black man.
That's
what he is.
And then Vice wrote a study on how Dave Chappelle isn't nailing 2017. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but to summarize it, they're implying, and their main point of this article is that he's punching down. And apparently, I don't know when this happened, but apparently punching down in comedy now is frowned upon. I don't know when. If I remember, I'm a big proponent of funny's funny, right? But, I mean, there's bits, if you go back, people punch down all the time. Who cares? But their issue is that when you make $60 million, that's all you could do is punch down, right?
Like, is punching down meaning like the guy you used earlier, low hanging fruit?
Yeah,
making
fun of people that have less power than you, or they're in worse circumstances than you. People that you're better off. You shouldn't make fun of. The new line by punching down is you shouldn't make fun of people that don't have it as good as you do.
Well, here's the thought.
That's great if you're a guy that's still trying to do the circuit in New York and, you know, doing bits every night at 1 a.m. But when you're Dave fucking Chappelle, who else are you going to fucking punch to?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, well, he does is make fun of white people.
And
so,
by the way,
punching up.
By the way, he did punch up too, because he had a whole bit of the Kevin Hart. By the way, the Kevin Hart bit. I don't want to ruin it if you haven't seen it, people. But
yeah.
The Kevin Hart bit was one of the funniest fucking bits, because it's one of those things that you could go, that really happened. That wasn't even, it didn't happen. That is something that happened, and it's such a funny thing for a friend to do another friend. I'm not going to watch it, though. If any people haven't seen it yet, you should. It's fucking fantastic. And he handled everything really, really well, you know? I mean, the line that he said, Key and Peele are doing my show every week, fucking killed me, you know? And on top of that, man, he put on some muscle. He's a big boy now, huh? He's a big boy.
The first thing my wife said.
I was like, jeez, look at his fucking arms.
I got distracted by his custom-made Chappelle jacket.
Which is kind of, be honest, that's a fucking awesome jacket.
Baller.
And he was stroking it the whole time.
Oh, I love it.
You ever noticed that?
Oh, I did. I noticed it. He was kind of rubbing his tummy like a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Does he sell those on his site? He probably sells them on his site now.
Man, $60 million, and I've heard that he's going to make more. Like, it's going to be even more of these, so... Well, see, I would really, really, really like to see him do some more skits, man. Those were...
The skits were the best.
Fucking amazing.
Stand-up is good. The skits are better.
I mean, the stand-up was pretty fucking good.
Stand-up is good, but if I remember the Chappelle Show, the skits were always better than the stand-up.
Well, he only did a little bit of that, and the most of the show was that. I mean, I've been rewatching them, and damn, man, every one of them, of the Chappelle Show episodes, are hilarious. And, man, to be gone 13 years and still be that fucking funny...
Yeah.
You know, like, in my opinion, he didn't lose a beat.
When Prince died, more people were relating to the Dave Chappelle bit of Prince than actual Prince.
That is 100% true.
When were these specials taped? What year?
This year.
This past year,
yeah.
Okay, so you know what? Here's another thing, man. Kudos to him for not bringing up the fucking election.
Oh, no, he didn't. You know, and that's the thing with him. I think out of all the people, man, when he was on SNL after the election, the way he handled it was fucking wonderful. Like, his monologue at the beginning was great because, again, and it's what Mersh was saying, what Mersh and I are talking about today. The thing about Chappelle is he doesn't talk down to you. You know what I mean? He's not a dick, you know? He talks to you. He relates to you. Like, the bit that they did with with him and Chris Rock with all the white people on election night. That was just like, yeah, really? Is that what you think? Is that, yeah? It was just such a funny way of handling it. And not like a mean crazy way. And that's right. He could have easily talked about the election and made it all about that. And even about the cop thing, like another great line he had was, well, I'm not going to talk about police. That's Chris Rock's thing. And I was like, that's fucking hilarious. He'll do it. But, man, it was really funny. I think I like the first one better than the second one. Not that the second one was bad, but the first one was just fucking, I mean, I was hilarious. And also, you know, he was saying things that 10 years ago wouldn't have been shocking to hear, but hearing them now, you're like, holy shit, people wouldn't say that now, you know?
Is this a situation of haters gonna hate?
Yeah, I think so. Look, there's always gonna be jealousy, and the problem is that you can't say it's bad and say that he's out of, but then the thing has 4.5 stars. Everybody loved it. I mean, universally, except for these two articles, universally praised, by the way. I'm not even saying that everybody, that it's a whole big mentality. I'm just pointing out the two bad ones.
What it is it sounds like the two people who wrote these articles were fanboys of Chappelle, and they had a lot higher expectation than what was delivered to them.
That could be very true.
Long was he off the air?
13 years.
So that's pretty much enough time for new millennials to come up and be outraged not remembering what Chappelle was like before, right?
Well, I think it's not even that, because there's some comedians that are around now that were around 10 years ago. But the problem is that their acts, quote unquote, evolve. I mean, look, a perfect example is somebody brought up the Eddie Murphy. Was it Eddie Murphy Raw special dropping the F-bomb left and right and talking about gay people, and they were saying how that special hasn't aged well, you know?
Yeah.
But Eddie Murphy's fine now because, you know, he's obviously evolved with the times. I think they're mad because they expected the Chappelle to come out and be really, well, like you were saying, Mike, political, and he didn't get political. He wasn't like, oh, you know, it's all about this. No, he was like, yeah, I'm going to be funny.
He didn't stop at the end of his special and go, hey, listen, I know we had a lot of laughs tonight, folks, but, you know, there is an increase in violence against trans people. They're like, shut up. We came here to fucking watch it. We paid $150
for
these tickets.
Hey, I'm Mark Paul Gosselaar, and I play Zach Morris, and I just want to say, we had a lot of laughs.
True. People got pissed at Lady Gaga for not going political during the Super Bowl.
Yeah. My point is, why is that a bad thing?
Not to mention him, by him not going political and not being, you know, pretty much, you know, topical with any kind of his humor. it just disproves that entire article that that guy wrote, where half of it was about Chris Rock, because all he was talking about, well, yeah, these things don't age well. Well, this special is going to age well because there's really not topical shit in it. You
know? Yeah, exactly. It wasn't like watching the Dana Carvey, not this new one, which was terrible, but Dana Carvey's old special, and watching him do George H.W. Bush impressions. You're like, wow, this is this special. Did
not
you
get it. Yeah, we know. We know. We
and
got then,
and imagine trying to show that to somebody now. Be like, who the fuck is Ross Perot?
Is
that man on stage okay?
Why is he shaking like that? Hey, that guy kind of looks like a movie my dad watched, Wayne's World. Is that the Wayne's World guy?
Is that his dad?
Is that the Wayne's World guy's dad?
Actually, talking about something topical but also not topical, he did pick a storyline of talking about it each time he met O.J. Simpson, which, if you think about it, isn't topical. Except for the fact that we had two specials about O.J. Simpson that came out in the last year, so it kind of is topical. That,
him talking about O.J. Simpson.
An award-winning documentary.
Yeah.
Him talking about all the times he met O.J. Simpson was so funny. And, so
and how he just peppered him in.
Yeah, and O.J. is, I mean, that's never going to be a dated reference.
No, it's because,
like, he's part of American history now.
Mersh and I, again, were watching, like I said, the Norm MacDonald thing, and we were watching Norm MacDonald doing his 20 minutes worth of O.J. jokes.
Oh, God.
Holy fuck. They were hilarious. I love Norm MacDonald. His delivery is, I think, some of the best in the planet. But him talking about the O.J. Simpson, and he wasn't even like, oh, allegedly or this and that. It was during the trial, so it wasn't even a verdict yet. He was saying, yeah, no, he definitely killed. Yep, he's a murderer. Yeah. Like, it was just not even allegedly. It was like, no, he killed her for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
You never even get away with that on a podcast now.
No, you couldn't.
Like, what was the lawsuit that made that happen? Where we all have to say allegedly now, otherwise we're going to get sued.
Well, it's not one lawsuit. It's happened a few different people for defamation.
No, but what was the precedent that was set?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
To look it up.
And when?
We're just, evolving with the times, and you have to, too.
All pressed.
Actually,
that was the thing of some stuff.
Way back in the day, if I remember correctly, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but for talk radio and stuff, if you wrote about something about somebody, you had to legally send them a letter and with what you talked to them about and give them a chance to respond. Now that this is real. Now that changed. I'm going to see if I could pull it up.
Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah, I know.
Google it faster.
Well, okay. You're talking about something
else.
Come
on.
I don't want to interrupt you. I don't want to just, like,
this was your
move
thing.
On to a new story.
We stopped everything for you.
This better be good.
I want it now.
No, I'm positive. I'm trying to fucking find it now. Jesus Christ.
Don't fail me now, Google.
Republican Broadcasting. Okay, here it is.
How do you say it? Apricot? 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 I'm going to Google that.
Just stop. Just, you know what? Move on to something else and I'll find it because now I need to pull it up.
Uh-oh.
No, it's real. Shut up.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm positive.
Uh-oh.
Ah, it's apricot. Okay.
Oh, boy. He's getting nervous. Ooh. All right, I'll move on.
Sweaty under the collar.
I'm going to get it.
I'll save you. The U.S. won't tally LGBT people in 2020 census.
They make excellent televisions.
Wait. The United States? The
South
LGBT
the
people?
South Koreans?
What?
No. Go ahead.
Is it a different? No.
All right. The quote underneath that is, we've been erased! I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'll read on.
Oh.
The next census.
Depends on who you ask.
The next census won't include questions related to sexual orientation or gender identity. The Census Bureau announced Tuesday because there's 36 and counting and they can't keep up with it anymore. By the time 2020 comes around, there's going to be 120 of them.
I thought the American Psychiatric Association
I found
handled
it.
These.
I found it. It's called the Fairness Doctrine. It was a policy in the United States FCC introduced in 1949 that required the holders of broadcast licenses to both present controversial issues of public importance and to do so with a manner that was, in the commission's view, honest, equitable, and balanced. The FCC was believed to have been under pressure from from President Ronald Reagan to eliminate the doctrine in 1987. The FCC formally removed the language and implemented of the doctrine in August 2011. The Fairness Doctrine had two basic elements. It required broadcasters to devote some of their airtime discussing controversial matters of public interest and to air contrasting views regarding those matters. So there wasn't just those stations that were all, like, conservative talk. You had to air views that went against him. Stations were given wide latitude on how to provide contrasting views. It could be done through news segments, public affairs shows, or editorials. The doctrine did not require equal time for opposing views, but required contrasting viewpoints. The demise of the SEC rule has been considered by some to be a contributing factor for the rising level of party polarization in the United States. No, it's not. The main agenda for the doctrine. No, it's not, because no one even knew about it.
Does it? Am I the only one who thinks fairness doctrine just sounds like a Sunday afternoon show on Fox News?
Yes.
Yeah. Coming up next, the fairness doctrine with Neil Cavuto.
It really does. It really fucking.
Right after Red Eye. You're here on the fairness doctrine. Everything we say is fair and true.
It would have to be Neil Cavuto.
It has to be him.
Coming up next, why all liberals are kid touchers.
What?
On the fairness doctrine.
That doesn't sound fair.
Pew pew.
Don't pew pew. Don't pew pew. Stop pew pewing. Dun 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 dun.
Bow. I address the fairness doctrine by sometimes talking out of the left side of my mouth instead of the right side.
Okay, Greta, thank you.
That's right. Coming up next on the fairness doctrine, Greta Van Susteren will be here to tell us why blacks are kind of all right, I guess. Pew pew. Dun, 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 dun.
Fucking goddamn.
The fairness doctrine on Fox News, 3 p.m. Sundays, cable when nobody's news, watching and banks are closed.
Cable news really is a fucking joke now, isn't it?
It's a cesspool.
Fucking joke.
It's a miserable cesspool.
I tried to watch it the other day, and it was, I was flipping back and forth between CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC.
Oh, yeah, you got to do that.
It was laugh out loud funny.
Dude, I watch everything streaming now, and do you know how freeing it is for your brain? No, I'm serious. Like, everybody I see on Facebook is so just like, oh, well, Trump is going to do this and drunk. Yeah. And you're like, it's just stuff you saw while you were standing online at the bank. Just tune it out.
If you just,
tune it the fuck out.
If you just flip through those channels, yeah, it's just one person screaming and then another person screaming and then another person screaming.
If you shut off your television and if you just start taking pictures of your checks and not going to the bank anymore and you're not letting Fox News in your head and CNN, you'll be fine. Watch
or how
Game
about you
Thrones.
Go one channel up and watch fucking C-SPAN and actually think for yourself? Yeah. How about that?
C-SPAN's hard. How am I going to play
it's
Zelda
so
to C-SPAN?
So boring.
Instead of watching,
don't
watch.
They don't show their legs. I get it.
It's all tough. It's everything tough. Is fake. You should watch documentaries like House of Cards, for instance. That's a good one.
It's not a documentary.
That you'll learn how our system works and how
are
bills
you
are passed.
Our system is not that smooth.
You're right.
Are
I
you
wish
fucking
this was
crazy?
House of Cards.
I wish this was fucking House of Cards at this point. It's not even that now. It's just a fucking
our president really can't even kill anybody. The news would be so on his ass.
You're right. No way. That's an unfairness
doctrine, you know,
if you ask me.
You know, Trump at least once a week is like, I can't even kill anybody. This is dumb.
You're right. He's sitting there going,
they're watching
what
me like
I get
a
into?
Hawk.
What's going on? This is a lot more paperwork than I thought it was going to be.
I mean, I'm sure I could just suggest on 4chan that that person should die.
And
let it
get
sort
done.
Itself out.
It'll get done. They did break Shia LaBeouf in half.
Yeah, look what happened when 4chan just wrote, hey, that guy at Comet Pizza's no, you know,
oh
he's bad
God.
News.
Oh, my God. Jesus
That's all
Christ.
It took.
That was not good.
So, yeah, you got to be careful.
My point is, don't watch regular news or listen to the internet. Just
Unless
don't,
it's
be,
the
be
fairness confused. Doctrine on Sundays.
Stop it.
Fox News.
Neil Cavuto shows you his coin collection.
And after that, we're going to show you Obama's authentic Kenyan birth certificate.
Wait,
it's all
what?
Coming up.
That's not
on the fairness doctrine. Pew, doctrine. Pew.
Everything is breaking news.
Everything.
We at the Fairness Doctrine would like to apologize that apparently there is a town in Hawaii called Kenya. So we weren't right, but we weren't wrong.
It is
both a Kenyan and a Hawaiian birth certificate.
Just outside of Honolulu. It's just outside of Honolulu.
This just in, it actually wasn't Kenya. It was actually an article about when he was hitting up with Kesha and the typo. My bad.
No, that's not how it goes.
And coming up next on the Fairness Doctrine, why everything that happened to Kesha is fair. Pew, pew. Right wing news.
And there's eagles everywhere. There's always photoshopped eagles and flags.
Flying through in 3D.
Like, what's going on?
There's just key grips off camera doing it. Caw-caw, caw-caw. They're actually tied down in the studio.
Oh, fuck. What were you going to say, Dutch?
Oh, I heard someone describe bald eagles as buzzards with a better PR rep. Like, that's all they funny. Are. They just feed on, like, dead animals and shit.
They really are. Like, it's like the buzzards and bald eagles are brothers, and the bald eagle just got slightly better genes.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing between rats and squirrels.
It really is.
Yeah. Squirrels are
one has a fluffy tail, one doesn't.
Or raccoons. Look at raccoons. They could literally give you rabies, and people still go, oh, look at a raccoon.
It's basically how cute and furry are you.
Yeah, that's it.
Is your hair better? Do you go to a better stylist? Well, then we'll pass a lot of your really creepy, weird, gross stuff that you do.
Also, how your mouth is shaped is a big factor.
Yeah.
When you're smiley looking, smile? We like you more. Yeah. If you're smiley shaped, we like you. Even if you're adorable and you frown, it's like, no.
Well, that's
kill
not
that
true
thing.
For possums because they got a lot of crooked teeth.
Or in sloths too, I guess.
Sloths don't smile.
That's what I mean. They're adorable.
Yeah, because they're really slow.
Sloths are adorable, like the way like Forrest Gump is adorable, you know.
And that you want to be hugged by one?
No. Some blonde lady gave him AIDS. I don't know if that's true. But the one
I'm going to wait here for you at the school bus.
Forrest Gump got the shit out of that stick.
How is that feather still here? That was from years ago.
Oh, God.
I think you're right. If an animal has like a perma smile, just face, like koalas, yeah, they're a little more adorable.
I've seen dogs.
Or pandas.
I've seen dogs I wanted to punch in the face because they just weren't smiley looking.
People got obsessed with quokkas the moment we figured out what a quokka was, which is some sort of marsupial.
They're so cute.
Right?
Oh, they're the best. It's a quokka.
It's the thing that.
Google it now!
Was, you know what it was? It was when that guy got followed by the one. And it took the whole video of it. The guy that had one follow him when he was on his
yes,
run.
Yeah, yes.
That was what made them blow. Because
Q-U-O-K-K-A. They smile and they are adorable.
And they won't leave you alone.
And they're just like, hello.
They come up to you and they're just like, hi.
Oh, I'm melting.
Exactly. That's what America did. Then we melted.
Oh, yeah, it's a perma smile. That's awesome.
They're now, just the cutest.
And now we'll have dumb Americans trying to get them shipped here and ruining our flora and fauna and destroying the world because they're dumb.
Yep. I want 7 of them.
That's why Florida now has an alligator and a crocodile problem. So
I would have called them chatwazzes.
Oh, see, I thought we added the crocodiles because we just weren't a bunch of punk bitches.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
No, actually, that's 4 guns, and you still have a needle in your arm, sir.
Welcome to Florida. I see you've played knifey spooning before. Marie, you want to move on to another story?
Why? We just started talking about quokkas.
Oh, God. What do we want to talk about? They're cute. We got it. What else is there to say about them?
That they're marsupials.
I know that. Now you're just naming facts about them.
They live off of the coast of Western Australia.
Thank you. Are you on their Wikipedia page?
They prefer warm humid.
There's a video of a guy kicking one in a park on Long Island.
What? That man needs to be murdered.
You gotta check filters on your YouTube, bro.
Hey, yo, I'm going to show this quokka who the fuck is boss over here. Kick it around a little something.
Oh, fuck.
Here, I'll post it in the chat room if you want to play it.
I don't want to see.
Why do you want me to? I don't want to see this poor animal get hurt.
It's a news story.
Oh, it's a news story? Okay, that I play.
Okay.
As long as it's not like just some fucking torture porn. All right, because I can't do the show with an erection, Dutch. I keep telling you that. All right, that's it.
Exactly.
I can't do it without it. It's weird how we don't have the same thing. Yeah.
It's like a backwards. Let's see if it's... 2 young men have been charged over the video which shows a quokka being kicked in a Washington holiday island. Okay,
Oh, what I was reading was not that.
Here it is. Warning, this video contains images that may distress some viewers.
Unless
I should say so.
Unless you're not an
expert. Oh!
Oh! Oh, what the fuck?
He lined up! Hold on. Let's make this bigger.
He grammatic'd that shit.
Boom!
Aww. Why are you doing that?
Why would you do that?
Aww.
Now, are they a rogue? Is that what they are?
What a fucking scumbag. Because the thing can't even get away because they're like in a little boxed-in yard.
That's fucked up. Someone kill that guy.
And by the way, guess Florida in the chat. Florida does have a python problem.
I've done dozens of downright psychopathic things in my lifetime. But like, there are some things like, why would you just see an animal and go, I want to kick that animal?
There's something about hurting animals, man, that I don't get. Like,
I don't tolerate it.
When I was younger, like when I was a teenager, there were legit people that I was like, look at that guy. I don't like his face. And I would go punch that person in the face. Okay, that's a little psychotic. But you're young and you're being dumb.
I don't know. Some guys have punchable faces.
Yeah. Like, and it was just me being young. I mean, like, watch me punch this guy and try to take something from him. But like nowadays, but who sees a little Quokka and goes, I'm going to kick him in his ribs? Like, who gets joy out of that?
Well, apparently French tourists set one on fire in a new video.
What? Why are you doing this?
And there's another video Rottnest Island as well, a guy giving alcohol to a Quokka.
We deserve our fate.
What's going on in Rottnest Island?
That one's not that bad.
We deserve our horrendous fate. Whatever's waiting for mankind, we deserve it.
We're so mean to things that are so cute for no reason.
What are you doing?
For no reason.
He's so cute.
That's not fair. All right, I'm going to go.
That's some serial killer shit.
Oh, that's another, by the way, just remembered from seeing the picture that Mal posted. Any animal that can eat with their hands. Also, automatic.
Oh, yeah. Otters.
Yeah, can't fuck with an animal that can eat with its hands.
Otters.
Yeah. Otters.
Any animal that can use its teeny tiny little hands is fucking off the kill list. You can't fuck with it.
That's right, guys. Shock Jock Hippo Juice Show talks about cute animals and their hands.
Well, squirrels even do it, like when they eat nuts and they have the little. And they just.
Nah. It's cute. I've given up on them because they destroy my backyard furniture.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's all about you. Now.
Did you feed them a lot? Back in the day?
Ew, I don't feed them at all. I shoot them with my airsoft gun. I bought one just for it.
Because I was going to say, usually something like in high school, we had a bunch of squirrels out back, and I started feeding them, and then everybody started feeding them, and then they became dicks. Don't feed squirrels sugary donuts, because they will fuck your backyard up.
Yep. It's addictive.
You will have to replace your screens when you feed them sugary powdery donuts.
Well, yeah, it's not great.
Look at the thing!
And speaking of animals doing some weird fucked up shit.
Laying on his belly.
We didn't talk about it on Dutch and Royce yesterday, but
sorry.
Within the matter of one day from me leaving work to me coming home, there was a giant swarm of bees in our backyard. Royce discovered it.
Yeah, dude, so apparently I thought there was a beehive that was being built there and bees?
Beans?
Job's not on board. But the bees.
Yeah, I'm driving to.
Bees everywhere.
I'm driving to work. Like I just left 8 o'clock in the morning, and before I even get to the office, Royce is sending me a picture of what looks to be a basketball-sized beehive in our yard, and I'm like, how the hell did I miss that? Like, how was that being built to a point where it was the size of a basketball, and I did not see this giant pile
of
bees?
Well, I'll tell you how, because they're outsourcing these bee jobs, and they're getting these cheap Mexican bees to build them twice as fast, half the price.
Oh, on the fairness doctrine. We're talking about Mexican bees.
Pew, pew! Our Mexican bees stealing our American bees jobs? Coming up next.
And first
the
of
card
all,
has a bee. Has a picture of a bee on it.
It's the bee from The Simpsons.
Yeah,
it's the actual bee.
Right. And first of all, they've been yelling at us for like a year and a half that bees are going endangered, if not extinct.
Oh, no,
bees.
That's just a swarm.
Bees?
Beads.
Beads?
Job's not on board.
Yeah, so, of course, Royce posted the picture, and everyone's like, oh, it's just a swarm, they'll go away.
But by the way, I posted the picture, and then someone goes, don't hurt it. I go, I'm not going to hurt it. I like bees. They're not wasps. And someone else goes, don't hurt it. I go, I'm not going to hurt it. Hey, Royce, don't hurt it. I go, Jesus fucking Christ, I'm not going to hurt the goddamn bees.
Everybody thinks you're going to kill the bees.
I'm not going to kill the bees. I like bees. Yeah.
Hey, Royce, don't go back there and kill the bees. I'm going to go kill the bees. 2 seconds later, you just hear, and then the phone hangs up. Okay, that's it.
Don't kill the bees. You're the So apparently what I found out, and I was informed by some of my Facebook friends, that this is a moving swarm. So they're moving to a new hive, but they bunch up like that to protect the queen while they move.
When she gets tired from flying for 5 minutes at a time.
Right. Wait, so this is all. Oh, so Lil Kim was in your backyard.
No, not Queen Bee.
And they were protecting her.
Not Queen
Bee.
Not that one.
Was it the Wu-Tang bees? Killer bees?
It wasn't the Wu-Tang.
Oh, man, dude.
Rumor has it.
Yeah, no, what my brother has beehives, and what they do is when the hive gets big enough, they'll like split in half, and they'll like have a new baby queen bee, and they'll take that one with,
you know, half a hive. I don't know how they figured that out. And then they just go find a new place to start a new hive.
Bees fucking rule. God damn.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I love bees. Like, by the way, they were not aggressive at all. Like, I was right next to them, and they were just worried.
Yeah, yeah. No, they don't get aggressive when they're swarming somewhere because they have nothing to protect. They're just nomads at that point. Yeah.
So when they split off into two different queens, when does the baby queen bee get her dragons? I'm confused. You guys are retconning all this bee shit, so I'm just trying to get now.
You're reading that bee fan fiction called Game of Thorns.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah. By the way, a lot more gay sex in that fanfic than on the show.
Very weird.
A lot. A lot of people getting hit with each other's stingers.
By the way, I just found out, and I forgot about this. I didn't know about this, but you know the guy, Danny Rand, the guy who plays Iron Fist?
Was Loras Tyrell.
Yeah, he was the gay guy in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He
could have just been the guy in Game of Thrones. You could have said
that.
Which
was very good in, by the way, the Iron Fist. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Yeah, I'm halfway through. I like it. Some people say they didn't like it. I don't get why they
didn't
like
it. Why don't
you like it? Yeah, John likes it a lot.
I did not like the ending whatsoever.
Okay, I haven't seen the ending, so I don't know.
And it just, there's a lot that just felt very kind of shoehorned in for no reason.
Oh, no, you were watching Rubber Fist. That was a different special. I saw that one,
I was
too.
Reading that, like, I guess the original character was supposed to be an Asian guy?
No, it wasn't. He was always a white guy.
It was never an Asian guy.
It was always a white guy.
That's what... Okay, I just was reading that. Maybe
they're lying. Whoever you're reading as a liar, tell them.
They have radiation poisoning, and they're going crazy, and they're trying to steal our culture. It's not how it works.
Really? That's a big leap. The radiation poisoning is what causes Godzilla.
Yeah, it's what gave us Hello Kitty and, you know, panties and vending machines.
And that's a real thing, by the way. It's a real hot thing. All right.
The other thing is, the other thing with Iron Fist is the acting, I thought, from the main people was not really good.
Explain.
That fucking husky.
That's me being bougie.
What? My dog ate a bee.
No, he looks like Goofy.
That is not a happy dog.
The dog's face is all swollen.
So
oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, dogs that get stung by bees are so sad.
I mean, they're adorable, but I feel bad for them. But
this is
going
to be my new, like, internet hole.
I feel bad.
He's looking up dogs that have been stung by bees. Look at them. They have allergic reactions pretty bad, don't they?
They look like really they... Bad. That's the face of instant regret. That's like, oh, fuck, what did I do?
Dude, one of my earliest memories is getting stung by a bee.
Oh, yeah?
I remember as a kid picking up a bee.
Why'd you pick up a bee?
I didn't know.
As a kid.
This is like before preschool.
I'm going to pick up a bee.
The only reason it's in my memory bank is because it hurts so bad that it's like, you're going to remember that one, kiddo. Yeah.
What did it sting you?
I went and picked it up with my fingers, and it immediately stung me. And I was like, I was trying to love you. I was trying to be friends.
I was trying to love you. You know what, Mer? Sometimes new friendships can stink.
For your next book, can you title it, I Was Trying to Love You?
You know what? I'm going to grade that joke. Guess what I'm going to give it.
Oh, is it a B plus? It's so bad.
Really is a weird night.
You know what? These jokes have not evolved with the time. GQ's going to write about it.
No.
Fucking vaudeville jokes at this point.
I'm a professional B man, and I say that this is not appropriate.
That's why Smithers made me the head B guy.
I can tell you these jokes are not creating a whole lot of buzz.
Oh, stop it. BuzzFeed should really be a bee food company. It shouldn't be news.
No, you know what? They are probably already. That's what they are. That's what I they're probably already better at that.
Pollinating?
Yeah.
So, of course I'm going to leave the bees alone.
Pollinating globalist lies.
Sorry. What the fuck? On the fairness doctrine.
Pew, pew.
This fictionalized Fox show is better than any real one, by the way. I would watch it right after. It would be really crazy hours to be right after Red Eye, but before. What's the Fox and Friends?
Coming up next on the fairness doctrine, why not even that $30 billion wall is going to stop these people.
These people.
Pew, pew, pew. Fox News.
These people. Fox News. Really, honestly, when if you ever go by Fox News, you notice their station's louder so the old people could hear it.
Yeah.
It's always louder than other stations.
Well, it's better than MSNBC where everybody talks politely like this.
What?
I just think that Donald Trump, he really needs to, you know, he needs to energize his base and really get people behind.
We were watching an episode of 30 Rock, and Alec Baldwin's character Jack goes, "Now I need to call Rachel Maddow. Only one of us could have this haircut." That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, shit.
Only one of us.
Only one of us could have this haircut.
Was it like a Highlander thing?
Oh, God. Yeah. But anyway, look, the point is the bees are fine, okay?
Are they?
Yes, they're fine.
You didn't hurt them?
No, I was not being aggressive. Being aggressive.
That's too many E's.
No, that's enough E's because I say being.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlike Radio!
You know, I was sitting here in my new studio contemplating on how I could let everybody know about the Sully Show moving to Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern right before Dutch and Royce on More Like Radio. It turns out I went through 40 to 50 different cuts of this just to see if I could do this the right way. The Sully Show live Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, right before Dutch and Royce, only on More Like Radio. Tuesday nights will never be the same. This promo sucks.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Yeah, exactly. The book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read.
You read it?
Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Hey, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said don't be a dick and then you punched me right in the vault, boy.
Well, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's Saturday. It's noon o'clock. What you want to do? You want to go fucking play outside? But sometime outside is snowing. And sometime you're like, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to play outside. Well, then on days like that, you can listen to Rorschach and Duck. Da, 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 da. Rorschach and Duck, come on, morelikeradio.com. Every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a good show where Rorschach is a fat man and Duck is a fat man and they are silly together and it's crazy. I don't like them. Okay, bye. Da, 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 da.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith. shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Nixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show, along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh? We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in, like, you know, $7,000, $8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also... Oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone.
That's in parentheses. Don't actually say that.
Fuck! Okay, let's try again. Hey, it's Bob.
Nope.
Introduce it.
That's not your name.
Did we do it?
Hi, I'm Eric Nagel.
No! That's his name!
Wait.
You're listening to It's Royce Lopez. I'm Eric Nagel. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Royce. Anne Marie.
Hey.
Dutch.
Dutch.
Kyle.
Hi.
Mark.
Hey.
And John.
Hi.
When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio.
Hey, it's Royce.
No!
Hi, I'm Marie.
No, stop. When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio. We talk about comedy things and news stories.
Florida stories!
And yeah, also that. It's on iTunes, Google Play.
Where else?
Our MySpace page.
No.
So just search More Like Radio and you'll find Hippo Juice and a whole bunch of other cool shows. And if you want to listen live, every Wednesday, 7 p.m., morelikeradio.com, you can find our show.
/live. So remember, sign up for the Hippo Juice podcast on More Like Radio.
And make sure you keep listening to It's Eric Nagel, because that guy rules. Boom. Promo.
There we go.
Nailed it. Good job.
There you go, Eric.
About as good as we're going to do.
Nailed it.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see...
morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops?
Yes.
Water. Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Okay, look. The plants aren't growing. So I'm pretty sure that the Brondo's not working. Now, I'm no botanist, but I do know that if you put water on plants, they grow.
Well, I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
Hey, that's good. You sure you ain't the smartest guy in the world?
Yeah.
Okay, look, you want to solve this problem. I want to get my pardon, so why don't we just try it, okay? And not worry about what plants crave.
Brondo's got what plants crave.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make Brondo. Yeah, but why do they use them to make Brondo?
Because Brondo's got electrolytes.
How did the world ever get like this?
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show, 954-573-2780. If you want to call the show, morelikeradio.com/live.
Oh, I want to call the show.
You're on the show. You shouldn't. It'll be a lot of echoing, I believe. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Welcome. I see Kyle's not back. Is Dutch, are you there? Okay, Dutch is...
By her.
There he is. Perfect. Making sure, just checking for the troops.
You think Kyle's taking a crap?
Kyle's probably taking a crap.
Taking a crap.
Crap patrol. All right. Let's go. You can fade out of that now. Or just stop it abruptly, whatever you want to do.
I faded it quickly. It was a quick fade.
So the next story that we want to get into is actually a Florida story, a South Florida.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb.
God, you're annoying. Everything you say is annoying.
No.
Your neighbors are so pink.
Former Palm Beach County employee accuses.
Hey, that's me and his nanny.
I got you.
God damn it.
He got you.
I thought it was through it. I really thought it was through it. Former Palm Beach County employee accused of stealing $27,000 in an audit from strippers.
A stripper audit?
Yeah.
What's a stripper audit?
Well.
What are they auditing for? The fact that they're strippers?
A former Palm Beach County employee stole more than $27,000 in fees paid by adult entertainers, according to a report released Tuesday. An investigator found that Anita Petamy, an administrative assistant, that's not even clever. You just, okay. An administrative assistant altered records to pocket $75 fees exotic dancers pay for identification cards required by county ordinance. Hold on. I wish Merce was here because he works at a strip club.
Where'd he go? Is he taking a crap?
I don't know if he's taking a crap. Oh, it's Kyle and Mercer. Are they both taking a crap? Kyle, hey. Kyle, are you taking a crap?
Taking a crap?
Yeah, I was taking a crap and orthopedic.
I figured he was taking a crap. Yeah. An investigation found Anita.
Why are we talking this way?
I don't know.
Oh, about 2 weeks ago, I said I was taking a crap.
Oh, she did that in the house the other day for no reason. It wasn't okay. For the show. She was like, I go take a crap. I'm like, why? Why are you saying it? Why are you going to say it like that? It's a weird way to say it.
I feel like we said that once, like, years ago.
An investigation found
I was bringing it back.
An investigation found that Anita Petme, an administrative assistant.
That sounds like a joke name.
No, it's a real name. Anita Petme.
That sounds fake.
Fine. Anita Smith, an administrative assistant, altered records to pocket $75.
Wait, I know Padme. She was actually Queen Amidala.
They're the same people?
Yeah. I know. Blew my mind, too.
Why wasn't it just Queen Padme?
Guys, I don't know if you know this, but Anakin didn't like sand.
So coarse.
It was very coarse.
And rough.
It was rough and coarse.
Gets everywhere.
Fucking hate that guy.
He was really bitter because he tried to fuck Queen Amidala.
I thought about that awful dialogue.
I know, dude.
I feel like I blocked it out.
Did you block it out?
And the fact that you brought it up.
It's so bad, right?
Are you serious? Out of all eight and then the side movies, that's the only thing I remember from Star Wars.
Is the sand?
Really? Oh, that's funny.
Like, nothing else matters except for maybe Credits Will Do Fine.
She does that all the
Credits
time.
Will Do Fine.
But, yes.
No, they won't.
Really, seriously, watch the dialogue.
Guess what I have.
Watch the dialogue.
I don't like sand.
Oh, God. Don't do that. Turn it up a bit.
Rough and irritating.
Gets everywhere.
Not like here.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
Everything is soft.
It's making me cringe. Anything. It's making me cringe.
It was like if the host of an NPR special wrote a Match.com bio.
Right. I don't like sand.
Dude, the decisions that, what was his name, Hayden Christensen made.
I don't know. See, the
acting decisions were so bad.
Do you think it was him or was it the writing? Because the writing was bad.
It was
too.
A combination because he's pretty bad, but also that script was terrible.
Dude, the script was terrible, but Natalie Portman wasn't that bad.
I blame
She's not that bad. She's not that bad. And not only that, like, he sucks her down.
He does. Right. You know what? How would you if you had to say those lines? Because
I'm pulling them up. I'm going to try to deliver it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, how would you deliver that? I would deliver it.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah. No, I'm going to pull up the script. Yeah, let me hear it one more time while I pull up the script, please.
I don't like sand. It's coarse.
Can someone find me that scene?
Coarse and rough and irritating.
But what's the point of that sentence?
He said that, well, though, listen to the end of it. Listen to the end of it.
Good. It gets everywhere.
It gets everywhere.
Not like you.
Ew!
You everything.
Why?
Soft. And smooth. And
okay,
soft.
Right
and
there.
Then, and then he touches her hand.
All right, let me try to deliver it. Okay, I'm not a professional actor, obviously.
I want to see the copy because I want
to
try.
Well, I'm just going to do from the I don't like sand to the smooth part. Can you give me some music, Dutch, like some music that would match it, please? Thank you.
Oh, okay.
All right, wait.
That's not going to work.
Sweet mystery. Life at last I found thee.
Go ahead, Royce.
I'm not going to do it to this. I won't do it to this. Forget it. I'll find my own music.
I was going to say, what music?
Hey, great.
That doesn't, no. I'm not going to do it to that.
What music do you want? Mambo number 5?
Be nice if it was offered. I'll just... can you do that Mambo number 5?
Don't know you feel, baby. You light up my world like nobody else.
Oh, I was getting into it.
That's what everybody says when I cut it off. I don't know what they want me to play the full 30-second clip.
No, not at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
All right, go ahead, Royce.
Thank you. You try that. I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating. It gets everywhere. Not like here. Here everything is soft and smooth. It's still terrible. It's the script, right?
Yeah, that's not on Hayden, whatever his name is.
We're reading the script line to the part of Anakin when he talks about I don't like sand that Hayden
cried. Right, Dude,
read any Anakin dialogue. Royce, it's bad.
Right?
You could have Al Pacino read that monologue and it's terrible.
Yes.
Try it again, but this time angrier, okay?
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating.
More screaming.
It gets everywhere. Not like here. Here everything is soft and smooth.
That's not... That's better.
Better. Better.
Better.
It's not great, though. It's still not great.
All right. It
sounds like a Papa Roach lyric when you do it that way.
What are we missing?
I think we need more water.
I hate sand in my britches.
Oh, wait. I got it. The perfect bed music for this.
Okay,
can you turn me up a little bit? I'm a little low. All right, now go.
I don't want to do this. I'm not doing it to this.
Go.
No.
Mersh.
I don't want to do this because Metallica's going to shoot.
I'm looking it up right now. I'm trying to find it so I can have it.
You can't play Metallica because I guarantee you they'll kick us off of YouTube.
Read Anakin Skywalker lines on top of it?
I can't imagine.
I don't want to do it unless I have it in front of me. This is a table read. I mean, I'm not, I didn't get the gig yet. So
Okay. All right. I'll do something different.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough.
I got you. Bed music.
Give him some music.
I'm going to do it as Pacino, though.
Okay.
Because it should be like a little more. I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough. It's irritating and it gets everywhere. See, even that sucks.
Okay. I hate that song. Stop that song. One more time. Can Alex Jones please read it? Because I think he would nail it.
All right. Well, yeah, because if anybody's going to nail it, it'd be Alex Jones. All right. I don't like sand. It's coarse. It's rough. It's irritating. And interdimensional pedophiles use it to transmit their messages across through using the Zionist platform.
I don't think that's verbatim, Alex.
It would have been better.
Alex,
the movie would have been better.
Kyle sent us the actual piano music.
If you look back, I have the documents. If you look at InfoWars,
I want to hear Royce be dramatic.
I was against Grand Moff Tarkin from the get go. I mean, I never trusted that man. I've got documents where we were criticizing him 4 years ago.
Good. Space documents.
When they suspended the Galactic Senate, I was one of the first people to say, "Look, Palpatine can't be trusted. He can't. He wants to overreach too much. He doesn't believe in our Constitution. What about the Sand People?
Palpatine."
Okay,
whatever.
Alex, that was good, but it was only two sentences you were supposed to read.
Oh, sorry, I get a little long-winded sometimes.
And by the way, it would be space documents because Star Wars. I love the music. All right, I'm going to try one more time.
Can I be honest? I think the only problem with that movie was there just wasn't enough Trade Federation talk. That was the issue. I felt like I was confused. Like, what? Tell me more about the Trade Federation.
It's really bad. It
and
was
they're
so
and
bad.
They're because I don't know what sanctions are being held right now. Tell me what's going on. It's hard to keep up.
It was like that episode of Game of Thrones. Is that episode of Game of Thrones when it was all about the Iron Bank? I'm like, what is this?
But what, you know what? Even this? Game of Thrones, they banged that shit out in 15 minutes, right, and we were point. Back to the wall.
Good point.
It was one scene with Davos, and we were like, all right, I understand the bank now. Back to Jon Snow.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating. Padme, it gets everywhere. Not like here. Here everything is soft and smooth. That's my dramatic read.
Can you put it in the chat so I can read it?
Sure.
I think I got...
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough.
I only have the one sentence on mine.
Yeah, just if you just put it in the
That's
chat.
All I have is one.
I figured out...
I don't like Sam.
I know.
Harry Carey.
I figured out how to make it good now. Okay. I just figured out what character needs to read
it. Sure, let's go ahead.
All right, so I'm not even going to say who it is. Okay, fine. You got to do the music, though.
Okay, give me the music again, please.
Oh.
The piano music.
Oh. Sorry, I already closed it.
Well, what the fuck are you doing?
I thought we were done with it. Hold
no,
on.
We're not.
Let me get back to it. There we
Thank
go.
You know what? I don't like sand, Stan. It's coarse and it's rough. It's irritating and it gets everywhere. Not like here, though. Everything's so soft and smooth.
That's very good.
Roger could have pulled it off.
That's good. Roger could. I would.
It's not bad.
By the way, I don't like sand.
Everything... I think we should just cast Roger as
to fix every movie.
I think I got one.
Yeah, go ahead, Barry.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating. It gets everywhere. Not like here. Here's everything. It's soft and smooth and you.
I like it. A musical. Would have worked as a musical. That's a Disney musical right there.
Yep. Hi ho, the sand is coarse. No, it's getting everywhere on you.
It's a lot of songs. All right, cut it. Listen. In retrospect, that movie is still terrible and will always be terrible. It wasn't just because a lot of people are like, you're just giving it a rough time because it wasn't as good as the original. No. Even standing alone, that was hot garbage. It was fucking bad.
No, I thought of how we got into this is that like somebody said something, Merce, you weren't here, but somebody said something about Star Wars and Royce just goes, I don't like sand.
That's all.
You know what?
And we all just stopped and went, wow, I could forgot about that horrible piece of dialogue.
Look, guys, Misa think you're all just being a little hard on that film. It was pretty good.
By the way, what a fucking... That wasn't even a veiled attempt. That was just the most racist character. Why was he a Rastafarian dinosaur thing? What was that?
And how about this one? When you don't know how to properly end a scene, just have the big fat guy go...
Oh, yeah. By the way, why is there a 50s diner in space? Who's that? A 50s diner. There was literally a 50s diner scene in space. The movie went from these great lands with two sunsets to a 50s diner with a fat joke in it. What was that?
Somebody was watching Spaceball the night before.
I know.
It's like him and Uma Thurman are sitting in there arguing over an $8 milkshake.
Yeah, seriously.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. They're just all dancing. What is going on? Terrible movie. I still think more Trade Federation talk would have turned it around. Just a little bit more.
I really just wanted to know more about the politics of that universe.
Yeah.
Oh, but shit.
No one even wants to watch Space Band.
By the way, did anyone go, oh my God, the Senator's Palpatine? Oh, I didn't see that one coming.
It was the worst reveal ever. Like, we all knew it.
We're terrible.
Like,
oh,
anybody ever wants to watch something to show you how to write or make something where you can shoehorn a lot of shit in, Game of Thrones has done it perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, go any episode where they got to squeeze a lot of shit in, they spread it out, they move it around, they help you out with your ADD a little bit. So by the end of the episode, you're like, oh, okay, so they're coming in from the east. And okay, I know everything that's happening. Boom.
Yeah, but here's the problem. I don't know their thoughts on sand.
That's true. And I don't know what kind of trade agreements they have between Essos and Westeros.
What does Jon Snow think about sand?
Yeah, Jon Snow's never gone on record saying that he does not.
Jon Snow knows nothing about sand.
I'm just happy to be near
the
beach.
What about Snow?
Rough and irritating.
It's so good! And you know what they did? They said, they go, you know what? That's the best take. Add that one in the movie. Like, that's what gets me. They said, that's the one.
Yeah, who directed this? Clint Eastwood?
Just one take. Everything's great. Just back it up.
Done. We're done. Oh, God. That's why he became Darth Vader, because he hates sand? Really? All these years, this amazing villain who was so cool. Oh. Now it's just like,
well, somebody's never had a carload of people after the beach in their car.
All right, that's a fair point. It's so hard to get out of your car seats. Really, I will agree. It's so annoying. It is annoying.
I never want to volunteer.
Think about a TIE fighter. Think about getting sand out of a TIE fighter.
Oh, God. Oh. That, it goes 360, so it's in the ceiling.
That's the worst.
The buttons get... Oh, you know
I
what?
I got it.
I turned around. This is a
Take
good movie.
Your shoes off before you can get into the TIE fighter.
I got it. I know what was missing from this scene.
Okay, sure.
Let me see music, right? Ready? Okay.
Music. We need music.
I need Star Wars music. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you keep going back to the Star Wars.
Just keep it open at all times for the rest of your life.
Forever.
For the rest of your life.
The rest of your marriage.
I got some new music for
okay,
you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
go.
Ready? Here. I don't like sand, Padme. It's like you drive your friends to the beach. Nobody chips in on gas. And then you, first of all, you bring all the snacks, and then you bring everybody home. They shake their blankets out. They shake their towels right out in front of your car. The sand gets in the cooler. I can't rinse that out. I got to use that for work Tuesday. And then my sandwiches are ruined.
You know what? Then I could see becoming Darth Vader. Then I'd be like, okay, I'd be pretty pissed too.
Yeah, dude, he ruined. I made a really nice tuna club.
Time to kill some children.
Yeah. I mean, let's look at it this way. How much sand was on Alderaan? That's why he blew it up with the Death Star.
Yeah.
He was like, fuck sand.
But now that's a whole bunch of sand in space floating around. So it kind of really exacerbated his issues.
Fucking idiot. He wasn't smart. I mean, definitely not smart enough to remember the fucking protocol droid that he made. God damn, that movie was bad.
Guys, but, I don't have an extension cord long enough for the vacuum to work to clean out the AT-AT.
Okay. You know, I hate to admit this. But to be fair to me, I don't watch Star Wars movies. I haven't watched them that many times. But now that is really bugging me, because I never thought of that before. He doesn't recognize C-3PO.
No, he doesn't.
He didn't even give him like a, you know, nothing.
No, and it gets even better.
Like, if I came back to Florida to conquer this place with my death army, like, I'd at least give Yuki a wink. Like, hey, Obi-Wan. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, from the last movie.
Obi-Wan hung out with R2-D2, but when he first meets him, he's like, I don't know who the fuck you are. It's like, well, you hung out with him forever. He was your fucking co-pilot thing. Now you don't remember?
Jedis use a lot of hallucinogens. It makes your metachlorians go up.
Not to mention R2's just a dick, because he just knows all of this shit and doesn't tell anybody.
Yeah, tell somebody. Fuck you, R2-D2. Kind of Seriously, fuck you.
That is really bothering me now, though. Yeah, nobody recognizes the.
No,
robots.
He created the robot.
They just wanted to sell new C-3PO toys. I get it.
Yeah, they did.
Come on, man. Not as many as they
fucking
projected.
He did it for the merchandising.
Trust me, they didn't sell as many as they made, brother. That movie was garbage.
He made it. Fucking Anakin made it.
His own hands, and he goes,
recognize your own work.
It would be clever if in A New Hope, out of nowhere, he just sees C-3PO and he goes, you know, thank you for building. It would be nice.
How many protocol droids was he building that he can't remember?
Yeah, how many has he built since then? None that I can remember. He was too focused on sand.
You mean to tell me he wouldn't?
Yeah, and how does it make 3PO feel?
You mean to tell me he wouldn't have pulled them out of the garbage compactor? Like, nah, come on, man. I built the guy.
Yeah, come on, don't throw him in there. Get him out.
Yeah.
He can speak like over 1,000 languages.
I mean, Royce still has his Jeep. Just saying, you know what I mean? Like, it's
you're gonna fucking be like, come on.
It's ice cold and he hasn't touched it in months, but he doesn't want to get rid of it. Throw it in a trash compactor.
Actually, if anybody wants to buy a Jeep, now's a great time. I've really been trying to sell it. Jesus. Fuck. But yes. Why?
Because
that?
I hate the sand. It gets everywhere in my things.
Stop
and
it!
I'd like to thank you for calling me, please. Thank you for your experiencing this problem.
Seriously, you think you could give that to like Patrick Stewart and he could deliver it well? I'm trying to think, is there anyone you would give that to that
with
would,
this music behind it? Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Anakin. My name is Derek and I am sorry. I too hate sand and I am sorry that you are having this issue.
Now, was your mother alive before the sand people were there?
And what is your mother's maiden name? Oh, you must use a different password. Okay, I did not know.
How is your mother not married? He doesn't have a maiden name. Oh, God, that would be great.
And he's on the phone, his credit card company, going, I hate sand people.
Fucking sand people. By the way, what racist is that? I hate, they were called sand people. It wasn't even, they didn't call them cute names. They called them sand people.
Well, I don't know if you realize it's 2017 in America and hating sand people is still an issue. So it's not, next, it's pretty
the,
current.
Next on the fairness doctrine.
On the fairness doctrine. What a... Do they really walk in straight lines to hide their numbers? We're going to ask our experts next. Taking calls.
Bethamilk. Blue, good for you. Bad, fairness doctrine. Oh, fuck. All right, let's try to, Marie, get to another story because we still got to get to the tech talk with Kyle. Go.
What do you want me to do?
I don't fucking know. Read a story.
You could always talk about how weed's being legalized in Canada.
Oh, we'll go to Tech Talk now. Kyle, where do cyborg babies come from? And go.
Kyle, cyborg babies, go. When's that going to happen? When can I have a baby that's part robot? Tomorrow?
3 months.
That's not bad.
All right, I got one.
But I want it now.
I got one weird news. One weird news, and then we can go to Kyle. Because this is super topical. Spring break, it's happening. It's upon us. You know, people be partying on the beach and
be partying,
and some spring breakers are even using a shark to open up their beer cans.
Oh, that's right. Is that a video?
I believe there is a video.
Okay, a spring breaker used a shark to open beer can, which, by the way, I feel bad for the shark, but that's a fucking epic way to open your beer can.
I feel like that's something Dutch would invent as some sort of business model for beer can openers, using shark teeth.
Can't open your beer on the beach? Shoot a dead shark.
This doesn't sound easy, Dutch.
Obviously, you don't realize how much we hate sand, Dutch. We've been over this.
All right, here's the video. Okay. Does it have sand? Let's try.
The dude's got some nice traps.
He does. That guy works out.
Pretty good.
I work out.
All right, here we go. And you can tell he cares about his body.
Oh, he's using it as a shotgun. Yeah, he's slamming his Mech Ultras because, you know, he watches his figure.
That's right.
And he's slamming it in. His other friend is holding the roof of this dead shark's mouth open, exposing the razor sharp teeth. And dude bro slaps that can on top of the roof of his mouth, opening a small hole so that he could shotgun his light, refreshing, crisp, cool as shit Mech Ultra on a sandy beach and enjoy a refreshing cocktail.
And also opening up his body to a host of diseases that aren't native on land or anywhere he's from. So that's great.
Oh, is that, you want a were-shark? Because this is how you get a were-shark.
Exactly.
I don't want that.
No,
I saw
a war-shark.
Actually, I kind of do want one.
I saw street sharks. Awesome. I saw street sharks and they go running around with fucking rollerblades on. I don't need that shit in my life.
I'm sorry. If you find a dead shark, what would you do with it?
But if the shark is dead, I don't think... I mean, if the shark was
probably
alive...
Probably use it to shotgun a beer.
And I've also seen Shark Tank, which leads me to believe that Mark Cuban is somehow involved in this whole thing.
I'm going
to
fund this.
I would assume that this is just the remnants of a Sharknado.
Okay.
Well, you know what? She's got a point, though. It could just be, like, Sharknado residue.
I don't think any of that's true.
This was a dead shark that they found on the beach?
Yeah, if it's a dead shark, it's not that big of a deal. If it was alive, I would go, that's fucked up.
No, he's just a shark with an opiate addiction. He's just laying there like, yeah, bro, she's my tooth. I don't care.
And I honestly never thought they would do it that way. For whatever reason, I had in my head before I clicked the link that it was just like a little baby shark that they were carrying around with them, just opening other people's beer bottles.
In their pocket. They're like, using it as a bottle.
The world's most cumbersome bottle opener ever.
It just keeps wiggling. Yeah.
Like a designer toy shark in a water purse that they put like little sweaters on the shark.
Oh,
and
my God.
It.
Do you open your beer bottles with your hands?
Dude, you know, you could just carry a letter opener. It'd be a lot easier than a dead shark.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell me how to live my
It'll
life,
smell
dude.
Better too
Don't
in the
tell
car.
Me how to live my life. You know why, bro? Which are the ones that like to be hugged?
Nah, I don't think it's the shark one.
Gutsy question. You're a shark,
Kyle. Kyle, when you read article after article of the advancement of technology, artificial intelligence, and memory enhancements, and all that, does it enrage you to see that there's just dude bros open up beers with sharks,
or does it enrage you that there's not more beer shark opening technology, Kyle?
You know, that's what I'm concerned about, is we need to figure out ways to democratize this technology and bring it to everyone in the world.
Everyone
needs their own personal shark.
What is the ratio as far as development of shark-related bottle-opening technology, let's say, in the second and third world countries, like in the Congo?
You know what? It's too low. It's too low.
These people don't have access to sharks to open up their beers with. This is really...
really, yeah. really depressing.
Yeah, maybe we can start 3D printing sharks for everybody.
Is our government doing anything about this? Or
I think we need to fund more more sharks.
Someone Trump's start, America.
Someone start a GoFundMe, please, right now. I want a shark in every home. That's my thing. A shark in every home by 2020. That's my plan. Automation's not going to kill the sharks, Kyle. I don't care how much you try. No one wants your robot sharks, Kyle. I want my sharks growing in fucking America.
I want a shark tank in my house. I don't want to have to worry about James Bond.
That's correct. I want to feel like a supervillain at all times. Oh, fuck.
How many people would just have a dead shark in a tank within a week? I didn't know what they ate or anything. I honestly didn't even know what kind of water to keep putting in the tank.
I kept using a bunch of Fiji, and apparently that wasn't right.
I threw chlorine tablets in there. I thought it was going to help him be healthier.
Thought it would make it clean.
Oh, fuck.
You know, you want your shark to be in sterile water.
Yes, and his teeth are real nice.
On a related note, does anyone want to buy 200 pounds of shark meat? Because I happen to have a lot of that.
I will give it to you at less than market value.
I'm looking at you, Chinese restaurant.
Wouldn't that dead shark get a lot of sand into your beer bottle?
I hate sand!
What do you hate about sand?
It's coarse, and it gets everywhere!
So you're...
It's so bad. Look, it's about time we get into a little tech talk so we can make fun of it, Kyle. So let me go ahead and play your intro.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Thank you, Dutch. Yeah. what's on the docket for today, Kyle?
How about more from Elon Musk? Because
Is he still banging Johnny Depp's wife?
Still banging her.
Good for him.
Did he make a nice fragrance yet?
Oh, that's Musk by Musk?
Yes. Yep.
He's still running that Ponzi scheme where he says he's going to space?
Ponzi scheme!
That might be his, like, ninth company.
The guy is basically Iron Man. Like, he's a real-life Tony Stark.
You know what? I don't see anybody in space yet. Richard Branson can suck a duke.
Yeah, so... Musk's latest project. I know I've talked about it a little bit on the show before. His, like, neural lace.
It's his new cologne, Musk, by Elon.
It's his new cologne? Yeah. No, so he actually started a whole nother company called Neuralink, which
is... It's actually a dry clean company.
Oh, is this another shell company he's going to get grant money from the government for and never deliver a single usable product?
Sounds great.
Exactly.
So what is Neuralink?
Neuralink is... it's what came from his, like, talks of neural lace. It's an objective to combine human and artificial intelligence.
Oh, like, okay, like, connect your brain into, like, the Matrix?
Oh, cool, like the Borg.
Pretty
good
much.
Idea. Good job, yeah. Elon.
He pretty much created it to prevent artificial intelligence from outpacing humanity. He's like, that shit is dangerous, and we need to make sure that we keep humans keep up pace.
Yeah, but
with artificial
the problem is that the neural lace, as we all know, in the future documentary Star Trek: The Next Generation, is going to cause the Battle of Wolf 359, and then you're going to get Captain Kirk taken over by.
I don't want to be Locutus.
Is that what you want to be? Yeah, Locutus?
You want to be Locutus, bro?
I don't want to be Locutus, bro.
Because that was a terrible season. I don't want to revisit that ever again.
I don't
want to
be
again.
That guy. Is that what you want? You want fucking Borgs walking around left and right?
That'd be pretty cool.
Just assimilating you? No, thank you, dude. No, thank you.
Is it more like Star Trek or is it more like The Matrix?
The Matrix, you would be in a pod. Which, by the way,
I don't mean the pod. I mean the thing that jacks into your head and then you download how to be a ninja.
Now you're thinking of Shadowrun, in which case that's different. It's where you plug into an interface
Kyle,
Matrix.
Which fictional movie am I thinking of?
Time Cop.
You're probably thinking more of like Ghost in the Shell.
It's that Time
which
Cop.
Is coming out soon, right?
Yeah.
Like Friday?
But aren't you upset that ScarJo's in it, Kyle? Aren't you mad? Yeah. You're not happy?
Who would ever be mad that she's in anything?
Well, Kyle, because it's not an Asian person.
She's just in too many. No, that's not the. That's not the reason why.
Who did you want? Lisa Ling? Huh?
Margaret Cho?
Huh? Margaret Cho?
I wanted Johnny Depp in it. Okay.
Okay, that's fair. That's a fair comment.
Well, I want Johnny Depp in everything, but we can't always get what we want.
We can't. You just can't.
You know what? He's not in Elon Musk's wife.
Oh!
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 Yeah, but he could be if he wanted to.
Well, no, she left him.
Robin Hot. She left him.
She left him for Elon. That's Amber Heard is with Elon now.
Oh, well, he said Elon Musk's wife. Oh, they married already?
No, I know. They're just. I don't think they're married. They're dating.
I don't think they're married.
She cashed in if she did.
Yeah. No, that's a lot of money. That's fucking. That's electric car money.
So he's inventing another company to protect us from the first company he invented.
Well, that's kind of from the government. Yeah.
No, so he's actually, the company's starting out not really focusing on augmentation, but more focusing on neurological research and helping prevent the symptoms from neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's, and then also to help the symptoms from things like depression, anxiety, and stuff like that. And then they're going to use that as like a jumping off point to then further augment the human like capability. They're going to start out with things like helping your memory. And then, you know, it'll.
Yeah, yeah, but how is this better than a train, which I also can't afford?
I just want to ask, Kyle, because you know a lot about this guy. Now, for as many as many fictional products as Elon Musk hasn't delivered yet.
So what's fictional?
As much, well, everything is like, well, he's
Tesla's a real car.
No, it's all these like experimental R&D things, but like
Tesla's a real car.
But he meanwhile always manages to make all this money. He's like, it's like watching somebody play a tycoon game with cheat codes. Like, it's, he always somehow have money, but there's no, like, there's one factory that makes cars.
He got most of his money from PayPal. That's where he got most of his money from.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Because he founded PayPal and sold it.
I thought that was Peter Thiel or whatever.
No, no, you're thinking of Peter
Parker. No, he co-founded it with Peter Thiel.
Okay, all right, my bad. Yeah. I just... So
that's where he got the bulk of his money from.
But where's all this money keep coming from? He seems to always have more, and he doesn't make anything except the car that five people in the planet drive.
How does he have SpaceX money?
He actually makes quite a lot. I mean, he has Tesla... he also has Solar City now, which is all of the solar technology. He owns SpaceX, of course, which has been getting a ton of contracts from NASA and other satellite companies around the world. He now has a boring company, which is developing like boring tunnel digging
technology.
Right,
he does a lot of things. Fine. Those
I have a question, Kyle.
What's
when
up?
When does the man sleep?
Yeah.
I don't know. How does he, I don't understand how he does all this, man.
I think he's like five people.
No, he's not five people.
I think he might already be a cyborg.
I would argue, you would think that he'd be the first guy to try it on himself, right? Like he would be the first guy to want robot boners or whatever.
One of my favorite companies he actually has is one of his lesser known companies called OpenAI, which he founded a couple years ago, I think in 2015. Essentially, as like a
Is that better than the Steven Spielberg movie AI? Because that thing was fucking terrible.
You meant
maybe
great.
Slightly
so bad.
No, he actually created that company to kind of not necessarily combat against like the Googles and Amazons and Facebooks, but essentially saying that the artificial intelligence and that type of technology needs to be democratized and needs to be accessible to everyone in the world and not just like the elites. That's kind of his reason for founding OpenAI. And every single thing that company does is completely open source.
Yeah, until you have a guy sitting there, a black guy sitting in Cybernine holding a bomb because Terminators are invented. The problem is you're not thinking of the outcome of Terminators. And the thing is, one thing I always worried about my entire life is Terminators. And how can you promise me the AI is not going to turn evil? You can't. You can't promise
That's Neuralink, man. That's what Neuralink is doing.
Yeah, uh-huh. Until it's a Dr. Octopus scenario and the robot arms control you. You want Dr. Octopus scenario? I don't want that.
Yes.
No.
Yes, because he's my favorite, dude. That guy is awesome.
Edward Molina is a great actor, but I don't want to be Dr. Octopus.
Doc Ock turned good at the very end. He helped him out.
Doctor. He didn't go to fucking medical school to just be called Doc. He's Dr. Octopus.
Dr.
Spider-Man movies sucked.
Thank you. Yeah, those movies are pretty bad.
So what's the premise behind Neuralink besides curing anxiety, which Pod already does?
No, the overall end goal of Neuralace is to essentially connect your brain to the cloud to prevent humans from getting outpaced by artificial intelligence.
Yeah, but that's not how's
he, he talks about how Trump. Essentially we're already augmented. You know, we all have smartphones, we all have the internet, we all look things up, but we have limitations. Our input output is limited by, you know, our specifically like our fingers, how we interact with these devices. Like we can only output so much data. So once you bypass that, instead of you interacting with something physically, if you can get it to interact with your brain directly, then you eliminate that limitation.
So,
augmented reality is where it's at, man. This VR shit is just a flash in the pan.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I've been saying for a while that augmented reality and mixed reality is kind of like the next big thing within the next 5 years. So Neural Lace will actually enable augmented reality or mixed reality from within your own nervous system. So, Black Mirror.
But how do they put it in? Like, how's a surgical?
That's another thing.
I'm just curious. Like, going in your brain with a fucking buzzsaw
surgery.
Oh, so it's not invasive, but they have to go under the skin, or is it?
No. So there won't be any kind of like invasive surgery, no like cutting or anything like that. Essentially, it's going to be like you swallow a pill or something like that.
A suppository,
microscopic.
I've seen it. It's you get the red pill or the blue pill.
So it is the Matrix.
Yeah, okay. So you do go in a pod.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Hey, it's the same plot. I've seen this movie. It's the main falls apart by the third one.
You explained like five different movies in one.
And all of them are scary.
Hey, Kyle, I'm curious now. What happens if one of these nerds, right, he swallows a pill or would a plug in, whatever, and he gets into this alternate reality, and the girls there also realize he's a fucking nerd?
Yeah.
What does he do then?
Then what do you do then?
Do you just digitally go all Elliot Rodger?
Also,
or how does that work?
And also, does Dennis Quaid fly around in a little spaceship inside my lungs?
I'm a crap master! Oh, no!
He's here, too. Here's a question I have. Not a question, but I actually found the recommendations you could send for Elon Musk to do things, and I'm going to type something right now. Please, Mr. Elon Musk, find out why Sand is coarse and stop it, because it ruined an entire franchise of movies for me. Thank you, everybody.
It's so irritating.
Everybody on the planet. And send.
He would come up with the solution.
All right. Kyle, what is this, the Final Four tournament the robot predicted 99% of the brackets?
Oh, yeah. So this UNC is something Duke, I actually just learned about. It's called Swarm Intelligence, and it's actually
bees!
Not necessarily.
Not more bees. Not any more bees, please.
Beats? Okay.
Beats?
Swarm Intelligence.
Yeah, so it's not actually artificial intelligence. What they're doing is using a new type of almost like a social network to use a swarm of like human minds
it's called 4chan.
Different from like polls and everything. It's kind of hard to explain, but this swarm intelligence, where essentially a whole huge group of people come to a consensus, was able to outperformed 99% of the ESPN brackets for the Final Four.
Oh, good. So robot loan sharks.
And they also took Shia LaBeouf's flag.
That
so they're really doing
too.
Good.
That was hilarious.
I don't understand how we got this swarm beehive of March Madness.
Yeah, well, how does that happen? Because the way it shook out, like, nobody had a perfect bracket. So you're saying that this, whatever this is?
Yes. So if you, I actually posted the website in the More Like Radio chat.
Okay.
It's called Unu, and it's a...
Oh, Pizzeria Uno! That's really good. Deep dish, Chicago pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, the card game.
Uno! Oh,
I love that game. Reverse. I gotcha.
I don't know.
Essentially...
Hey, by the way, this just in breaking news. Dutch, breaking news real quick.
Oh.
Under Donald Trump's new executive order, Uno will now be called One. Okay. All board games will now be Americanized. Thank you. Go ahead, Kyle.
So the swarm intelligence, it's just a bunch of people that are signed up through the service that isn't like you can ask it a question or ask it to predict something, and all these users come to a consensus using this platform. So like I said, it's not artificial intelligence. It's like a collective intelligence from a bunch of different people.
So like,
and then it rates those people on like how well they work together and then like divides them up.
So it's like crowdsourcing?
Kind of. It's very different from just it's different from polls. They actually specifically talk about how it's different from polls.
Well, how about you tell me it's different than polls? Because right here it's just 70 people. You give a vote. What's your best sci-fi series ever between Doctor Who, Battlestar Galactica, Lost, Firefly, Twilight Zone, and Star Trek?
No, Dutch, you don't get it.
Let me pull up the fact.
You don't get it, Dutch. Swarm.
It's a poll.
Swarm.
Let's see. I actually was reading about how it was different from polls. Hold on. Here you go. Why are swarms better than polls? Swarms bring us together while polls are polarizing. Polls identify our differences but do little to help us find common ground. In contrast, swarms are dynamic systems that use feedback loops to enable a real-time negotiation among the participants.
But here's the thing, right? With a swarm, it's the same thing as a poll, because Doctor Who wins on the best sci-fi thing, but fuck the Twilight Zone and Firefly people, right? So people are still still polarizing.
It is.
Just because the swarm decided Doctor Who is good doesn't mean I don't still think that's a shit show.
Yeah.
So
now I'm marginalized, and I want the government to give me money and free school. It's ridiculous.
Because it doesn't go into a specific corner, and it's almost like the screensaver on like a old DVD player. It never goes all the way into the actual corner, and then that means that it's just...
Well, it says when swarming, users push and pull on each other until a solution is converged upon that maximizes group satisfaction. Swarms leverage a group's combined intelligence, opinions, insights, and intuitions to unleash a unified collective intelligence that no poll could reveal. And they talk about how it's how they're rated as well. Says whenever a swarm answers a question, Unu computes a score for the group called brain power that reflects how well the group works together to find common ground. Groups that converge quickly achieve high brain power scores, while groups that converge slowly achieve a lower score. And when a group fails to converge upon an answer at all, then the BP score is zero.
This is boring and forever taking.
Yeah, I thought this was tech talk. I thought we were going to talk about, like, you know, robots we can fuck or something. Or, like, you know, like cancer, killing cancer with lasers
week.
Or something.
Yeah.
This is just a poll. I'm with Dutch.
That's, all right.
Look, well, it's strange. I mean, not often that me and Dutch's planets align.
When all other polls start beating 99% of other predictions, then, all right, it's the same as a poll.
Now, speaking of automation and stuff, we actually... Mersh and I went to the McDonald's for the first time that had one of the touchscreen things.
I like how he's talking about like neural nets and AIs, and you're like, speaking of technology, we went down to the McDonald's.
We did go down to the McDonald's.
Well, actually, I have a story talking about
I don't know if you know this, but right now they got 20 nuggets for $5.
He's talking about how Elon Musk is shaping the next 100 years of technology. You're so like, anyway, you know, I have a story about Mersh that. I was at McDonald's getting nuggets.
Mersh and I were at McDonald's getting nuggets discussing the coarseness of sand.
Oh, man.
And we decided that we were going to use the touchscreen like robot people.
Yeah, we were having like a Nietzsche versus Kierkegaard sort of a conversation while we were shoving stuff that's not really food into our face.
What is this?
More Star Wars? You talked about sand again.
By the way, also, Gondra Joe in the chat says he's more worried about Cylons than he is anything else. Which that's also
Dylons?
Not Dylons, because he spits hot fire.
Kylons?
No, that's racist. Cylons.
I'm not afraid of pylons.
Oh, the car.
No, Battlestar Galactica. Jesus.
So anyways, about McDonald's.
Yeah, what about McDonald's?
So we used the touchscreen. It was actually, I liked it. Mersh didn't like it. It was an old curmudgeon.
Wave of the future.
Mersh like, I'm just going to go talk to the person. I don't touch the screen like an old man. And
because it was... Kid, with your bang and your Nerf balls.
Dude, there was such a fucking delay. Like, they need to get the processing power up on these things.
Right.
Because there's still such a delay.
By the way,
I hate slow touchscreens.
I will agree there was too many touchscreens. There was like seven of them. There wasn't like one or two or three. There was like seven.
Yeah, and they're running on a server, so you touch a button and you got to... I'm like, look, I will just go tell the lady, number one, we're fries. Thanks, I'll be over here when it's ready.
I ordered mine through the robot thing, and I was very pleased because I didn't have to interact with people, which to me is always a bonus. I wanted to talk to somebody.
That's my dream.
It's fucking wonderful.
Yeah.
That's kind of stupid to say from a guy who does a radio show twice a week. But
no, it makes trust me, Dutch. If they listen, they know
you're an idiot because now the government's got your prints.
Oh, here
right
we
there
go.
On the screen.
Here we go. Fairness doctrine. Talking to people on the street.
Might
today.
As well just hand it to them, brother.
Yeah, the CEO of Yum Brands. They're the parent company of like Pizza Hut, KFC, Taco Bell, etc.
Huh?
We know you know, Marie.
Sorry, Kyle.
Only person who would have. I know.
I know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Smarmy bitch.
Yeah, so the CEO of Yum Brands actually came out and was talking about, because apparently the Treasury Secretary, he was asked about automation, and he kind of scoffed and said that it's 50 to 100 years away.
No, it's
which also
not.
Is fucking ridiculous.
It's 50 years ago. What is he fucking talking about?
It's definitely not away. Dude, get out of here.
He's either a complete idiot or he is just looking out for himself.
He's absolutely an idiot.
Absolutely an idiot.
Yeah,
he's a counter. He's a professional counterfeiter.
The CEO of Yum Brands, he said that actually by the mid 2020s, that automation will be replacing humans in food service.
It's 2017.
He said we're already working with AI companies, and we're already starting to figure out strategies on how to deploy this in their chains.
And then he pulled off his mask to reveal that he too was a robot.
Oh, no!
And then he used his jetpack to escape.
Fuck.
We're fucked. We're screwed, folks.
That's a Westworld right there.
Boom.
It's going to happen, dude. It's going to happen.
Do we at least get to see Tandy Newton's tits?
If we're fucking lucky.
They're
perfectly
great
fine with
tits.
That. That show's tit game is bananas.
Yeah.
That titty game is bananas on Westworld. But
by like 2050, we'll invent novelty restaurants where people have to take your food just to remember what it used to be like.
Hey, you want to go down to that place that's got the actual people?
Oh, are you
serious? Like actual humans?
And then you're like, I don't want to go deal with people. That's what we'll do. We'll have a chance to go support somebody.
Oh my
God. I don't want to go deal with anybody.
It's the 2050 version of a 50s nostalgia cafe.
No, it's really turning into Back to the Future, though. There's going to be Cafe 80s is going to be a robot Reagan talking to you. Must try the hot plate special, and the Pepsi's gonna come up. It's gonna be wonderful. You have to use your hands. That's a baby's toy. That's really what that fucking augmented reality is gonna be. It really is happening. Elijah Wood's isn't gonna be there, but still.
Thank God.
So the future looks.
I just posted in chat. Blue Origin. Do you guys know that company?
No.
No.
Okay, it's Amazon's like SpaceX competitor.
Well, they want to be able to get your Amazon Prime packages.
Oh, it's in space.
To space.
Hey, I ordered headphones and they have to be on the moon by tomorrow. You think you can make it?
Amazon's a great company, but they always seem like they're reaching way ahead of their game. Like, calm down a little bit.
You know? I think Amazon's actually like doing really well in that, is looking ahead. And like, actually, I was just reading something today about how they're looking at creating like VR and AR marketplaces. Mm-hmm. For like furniture and other products.
Why? Do people shop online so we don't have to walk around a store? That's the whole point.
Yeah, we don't want to leave our house.
What are they doing? So Amazon's sending packages from space. It's like, here's your dildos, all of Japan.
Yeah, dude, they're parachute them in.
Their whole thing is one-click shipping. I don't think anybody wants to put one of these fucking Oculus things on and go, oh, look, it's just like a real Home Depot. Like, nobody likes Home Depot. Yeah, nobody likes being there.
And what's going to happen when someone goes, oh, I just need to deliver some of this enriched uranium to California. Then you have a missile on your hand. Is that what you want? You want Amazon missiles?
It just sounds like the world's worst series of virtual reality video games.
That is pretty bad.
It's like, wow, I'm going to buy a hospital visit. Oh, this is going to be a boring one.
The missile in my house, Gary.
Well, dude, have you played Help My Buddy Move? It's so brutal.
It's just like real life.
Put goggles on and just lift things.
It's so terrible.
It's horrible.
So basically, this is like a super expensive version of space travel.
Not right now, Dutch. Right, I'm playing.
Oh, yeah, no,
I'm playing painting my house.
Dude, have you played visiting my grandmother in hospice?
Those are the fucking terrible VR games. Oh my God.
You just sit there with your goggles on, looking down at your phone awkwardly. Just like you would at the real hospice. Playing Bejeweled.
The goggles, they do nothing.
I feel like I'm really there. I'm sorry, Kyle.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Oh no, what's up?
Say your real thing.
Yeah, tell us more about how Elon Musk isn't a crook.
Merch has it out for us today.
Royce has it out for Mark Zuckerberg.
Fuck! Mark!
Zuckerberg. Elon Musk is Bernie Madoff with a way more fantastic story about what he's doing with the money. We're gonna get us to space.
I do that.
Hey, man. I'll agree with you when you still tell me like what he's actually promised and not delivered on.
Who?
Hey, wait, there's a mock-up here in my town.
Of what?
Of this Blue Origin thing.
Oh, really?
I'm reading the, it says there's a, okay, well, just go ahead and tell them what it was we're looking at.
Oh, okay, so the new Shepard rocket is their first, like, kind of concept for space tourism. Obviously, it's going to be really expensive in the beginning, if you look at it, definitely a lot more posh, a lot more consumer-oriented than any previous space capsule.
I prefer Scary Spice to posh.
Why are they bringing sheep into space first? Makes no sense.
No, they're not. I mean,
I feel like you should have a reason to have sheep. That you bring in the supply before the demand.
Well, on that note,
there's not going to there's no point to having sheep in space if you don't have people up there to bang them yet.
Are Blue Origin and SpaceX?
You know, there's other reasons to have sheep, right? Right, Mersh?
I'm not familiar with any other applications.
What was that, Marie?
I feel like Blue Origin and SpaceX are just the battle between Blu-ray and HD DVDs.
Blue Origin just sounds like some good
it's
heroin
like new,
that's going
space
around.
Space race, man. Just instead of between companies, it's between like private corporations.
Well,
now.
First off, they don't like the term space race. It's alien Americans, and it's about time to wrap up, guys.
Feels like something from The Wire. Got that Blue Origin? Blue Origin.
Well, listen, guys, we had a lot of fun tonight, but I want to end on a serious note here. Yes. I'm actually not being an ass. Our buddy Western Echo, a.k.a. Dennis, his poor pupper has a malignant mass in his mouth, and he needs some surgery. And
mouth cancer.
Yeah.
Jesus. Sucks.
Oscar's only 7.5 years old. He's just the best little pupperoni that could ever pup.
And Dennis is generally a guy who doesn't have a whole lot of joy in his life, so let this man have this one.
The only thing he loves is Oscar. So go to the GoFundMe.com/help-Oscar, and that's Oscar spelled with a K, O-S-K-A-R. And give some money so that poor puppers can have a surgery, get better, and keep Dennis happy, because Dennis has nothing else to make him happy anymore.
Jesus, not nice.
He's just a very not happy person.
Well, why don't we help the dog out and I'll be mean to Dennis. All right, guys, thank you. Can't even be nice. We can't even be nice without being mean.
I may love Oscar more than I love most other people.
Including Dennis.
Thank you for listening. Mike from Masters of None, what would you like to plug, sir?
MastersofNone.com. Also, our other podcast we've been doing, Bat Channel 66, which is all about the Batman 1966 series.
Ooh, that sounds awesome. I'm going to check that one out for sure. By the way, you and your crew are welcome on this show anytime. You want to hop on, you let us know, you hop on.
Not anytime.
Hey, Dutch, he's more reliable than you. All right,
guys.
I'm here every week, shit.
Thank you for listening. That's why Ryan's still in the intro. All right, guys, we are out.
I don't do production anymore. We talked about this.
Yeah, I love how that wasn't even a vote. It just happened. Bye, guys. Bye, everybody.